And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 18th of March, 2025. Today is National Agriculture Day. Comparisons of animal agriculture and plant agriculture show that animal agriculture has a significantly larger environmental impact than plant-based agriculture, requiring more land, water, and resources, and contributing more to greenhouse gas emissions, pollution, and deforestation. Phasing out animal agriculture represents our best and most immediate chance to reverse the trajectory of climate change. The worldwide phase-out of animal agriculture, combined with a global switch to a plant-based diet, would effectively halt the increase of atmospheric greenhouse gases for 30 years and give humanity more time to end its reliance on fossil fuels, according to a study by scientists from Stanford University and the University of California, Berkeley. The changes would stem, the authors say, from the spontaneous decay of the potent greenhouse gases methane and nitrous oxide and the recovery of biomass in natural ecosystems on the more than 80% of humanity's land footprint currently devoted to livestock. Reducing or eliminating animal agriculture should be at the top of the list of potential climate solutions. The book Comida Casera, More Than 100 Vegan Recipes from Traditional to Modern Mexican Dishes by Dora Ramirez comes out today. When Dora Ramirez gave up eating animal-based food, she worried that it meant giving up her favorite Mexican dishes. But once she started reinventing her favorite recipes, she realized that plant-based ingredients actually enhance the dishes. In Comida Casera, Dora shares her fresh take on traditional cuisine in chapters devoted to everything from favorite home comfort foods to fine dining. From indigenous recipes created in partnership with Costaneras Tradicionales to Mexico's markets and street vendors, Comida Casera is a delicious love letter to food and culture, celebrating the interconnectedness of both through a plant-based lens. With recipes for almond queso fresco, green chilaquiles, chilorio burritos, pumpkin seed enchiladas, vanilla flan, and more, Dora Ramirez writes, "My cookbook is a love letter to my country and my people. It is a book that honors traditional Mexican flavors and techniques, but relies on the immense world of plants to do so." And today at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, join Beyond Carnism online as they present How Vegans Can Avoid Burnout and Build Resilience, a 75-minute live Q&A with Dr. Melanie Joy. Many vegans are so committed to creating a better world for animals that they unintentionally overlook their own well-being and needs and end up burning out. The good news is that with awareness and the right tools, vegans can prevent and reverse burnout and help other vegans do the same. In this live Q&A, Melanie Joy will answer your questions about the causes and symptoms of burnout and discuss practical tools for building resilience, so that you can feel more fulfilled and grounded in your vegan lifestyle and advocacy. A recording will be made available to all registrants after the event. Find the link for this event in today's show notes. And here is a passage from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, 49 and 50. Seek refuge in the attitude of detachment, and you will amass the wealth of spiritual awareness. Those who are motivated only by desire for the fruits of action are miserable, for they are constantly anxious about the results of what they do. When consciousness is unified, however, all vain anxiety is left behind. There is no cause for worry, whether things go well or ill. Therefore, devote yourself to the disciplines of yoga, for yoga is skill in action. Bhagavad Gita 2, 49 and 50. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder, as you do good work in the world, give up attachments to the results and just keep going.